Welcome, everybody, to another edition, not just another edition, another season of Three Up, Three Down. My name, Brian Mapes, and if you're a fan of the show, you know if you're hearing my voice, that means I did not make the MLB fan cave. Jeremy Dorn, are you here too?
I am.
Does that mean you didn't make the MLB fan cave?
It does, but I'm happy to be back with you all.
Womp, womp, womp. But that does mean we are here for season two of Three Up, Three Down, the second full Major League Baseball season of us together. Let's bring in the other roundtable baseball associates once again. Angelo Felicia, say hi.
Hi.
KP, Kurt Peter.
I'll say howdy.
And Brian Boynton.
Well, KP, you took mine. I was going to say howdy, y'all.
No.
You should just let Brian have that. He is from Texas.
Come on.
I'm from Wisconsin. Yeehaw.
We referenced it in the beginning. Without the MLB fan cave experience, this podcast wouldn't be together. So we're going to start off the show. Me and Jeremy made it to the top 30, but we did not make it all the way to New York City. But we want to extend our congratulations to our friends that did make it to 4th and Broadway. Our good friend Travis Miller, who in his third year of trying advances all the way to New York City representing the New York Mets. Mina Park representing the Texas Rangers. Brian, how do you feel about that, that they have a Rangers fan?
Oh, she should represent us real well. Being that she's from L.A. and all, that's tough, being a Rangers fan in L.A.
She is a University of Texas alum, though, so hook 'em. Mina will be excited. I gave a hook 'em if she listens. Aaron Roberts representing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Jeremy, how are you coping with the other Dodgers fan making it?
I'm doing fine. I've got to know him as you did in Arizona. He's a great guy. He brings a lot of energy and loves the Dodgers, so I can't complain.
The girl who represents the hopes of a nation, April Weitzman from Canada, representing the Toronto Blue Jays. Ben Wheatmartian representing the defending NL Central champion Cincinnati Reds. Danny Ferris, former Virginia Tech baseball player representing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Marcus Hall, the first cave dweller from the Windy City, representing the Chicago White Sox. Alex Justice from Cleveland, Ohio, and the Ohio State University. KP, I know you're not a big fan of Ohio State, neither is Angelo. Are you going to take out Alex here?
No. I think that I respect them in the tournament, so right now I have no beef against them, especially because in the past we've kind of dominated them, especially when they're number one.
Angelo, would you like to give a hail?
Hail.
There you go. Go blue. And last, certainly not least, Nick Mendillo, the first member of Red Sox Nation to make it all the way to the MLB fan cave. Funny guy, an actor with the Upright Citizens Brigade. He is going to be hilarious in the fan cave. So you can get all of their Twitter handles, if you'd like, on our blog, 3u3d.mlblogs.com. A little bit more info on the Fan Cave 9, who will be in New York City watching all 2,430 games this year. Last year, we did our over-unders. It was one of our more popular podcasts. Everybody gave their thoughts on what the season was going to be like. And Kurt won the Golden Jock. I cannot confirm the size of the Golden Jock on KP, but
it's gold. That's all you need to know.
But he is back to defend it. We will be playing on this podcast. No news. We'll probably sprinkle in some news as we're going through the teams. But this is just over-unders. Do not actually bet these unless you live in the state of Nevada. These are for recreational purposes only. Unless you are near Las Vegas, then feel free to go ahead and place a legal wager on our thoughts if you agree with us. Or if you don't agree with us, go place the other way. We're going to start it off, though, in I think I'm just going to pick random divisions. And then we'll go through that way. You have to listen to the entire podcast to get to your team because you don't know when it's going to come. So we will start with the American League West, Brian's division. The leader in the pack, according to Vegas, is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Their over-under is 91 wins. Brian, over or under 91 for the Los Angeles Angels?
Well, they've got some rotation issues, they've got some bullpen issues, but they have their offense is arguably as good or might even be better than the Tigers. Sorry, Angelo. It's in the discussion with them. So, 91, I think they're going to best 91. I'm going to take the over.
Okay. Send it over to Angelo. Brian said the Angels might be better than Tigers. They're one game behind them in the over-unders. What are your thoughts on the Angels this year?
I'm gonna go with over, but I think, but like by a game. I really think they're like right there on the cusp.
Jeremy, over to you. The other team in Los Angeles, you're the Dodgers fan. What are your thoughts on the Angels this season?
You know, they were almost at 90 wins last year. I mean, I agree with both the guys that have already spoken. I think they're barely over, I think, by two or three games at most.
All right, and KP, your thoughts on the Angels?
Well, I've ran all my algorithms here on my big complex computer running all the stats, and it's definitely over.
And you know what? I agree on the over for the Los Angeles Angels. Look at us agreeing to start off. It's like we never left. I like the Angels. I like the moves they made. They just dumped Vernon Wells to the Yankees. They're paying a lot of that contract. Anytime you can replace Vernon Wells with Josh Hamilton and move Peter Bourjos in, plus they have Mike Trout, I will take the over 91 on the Angels. Next in line in the AL West, the Texas Rangers of Texas. Brian, we'll go back to you to start this one. It's your team. What are your thoughts on the over-under 87.5 last year? They won 93 games.
Ooh, 87.5. That's going to be, I think they're going to be right about that. Maybe a little bit over, maybe 88, 89. They lost a third of their offense with Young, Hamilton, and Napoli leaving. But they also got a whole lot less injury prone now that Hamilton's gone. I think they're going to be just over.
KP, over to you.
Well, even though Houston came in, that gives them a little bump. I still think they're going to be under 87.5.
Finally, we disagree.
Yeah, fantastic. Around 85.
Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Texas Rangers.
I also think they got a little bit worse, not a lot worse. I think they're still over by a game or so.
Angelo, your thoughts on the Texas Rangers?
I think they got worse, too. I'm going to go with the under on that. Sorry, Brian. I just want to say one thing, too. Because we agreed on the LA Angels, you all realize they're going to be under it now, right?
That's fine. That was my plan all along.
Yeah, I was totally planning that.
Well, that's good, then. I'm fine with that, too.
We did good on our consensus picks last year. But I will take the under as well on the Texas Rangers. No Napoli, no Hamilton, no Michael Young. All that leadership out of the clubhouse. I do think Yu Darvish gets better. He will be a Cy Young candidate, but I think last year's collapse weighs on them a little bit, and I will take the under 87.5. Next up, last year's surprise.
Did Angelo pick there?
What?
Did you pick there? I must not have been paying attention.
Yes.
Yeah, I took the under.
Oh, nice.
All right, start it up again.
Oh, just continue.
Okay. Well, you got a 3, 2, 1. Speaking of the collapse, the team that made the Texas Rangers collapse in the AL West last year, the Oakland Athletics, their over-under is 84.5. Last year, 94 wins and an AL West title. Jeremy, they are your hometown area team. What are your thoughts on the Oakland Athletics? Can they still bring it in 2013?
My hometown area team. Yeah, I think they will. I think they'll go over that number, although I do think they will finish behind the Rangers and Angels this year, but I do think they're over.
Okay, Angelo, over to you. Your thoughts on the Oakland Athletics?
I'm not so sure if they can have the same season again like last year, but you know what? What the heck? I'll say over.
Brian, your thoughts on Oakland?
Again, I'm gonna go with the over on this one.
KP?
Oh, I wanted you to go first because I wanted to pick a game because I'm going under because I don't think the Magic can continue in Oakland. I wanted to pick up a game on everyone once they go under.
You will pick up a game because Ooh. I am going over as well.
Nice.
I don't think they're 9.5 games worst. I mean, they lose Brandon McCarthy, but they have so much depth in that starting rotation with Straley and Brett Anderson and A.J. Griffin and Jared Parker and Tommy Malone. It's a solid staff. The offense didn't get worse. Might see a little regression from Josh Reddick, but 9.5 games worse than last year? I don't see it. They're still going to be a decent team. Somewhere in the 85 to 90 win range. Will it be enough to win the division again? Probably not. A team that made a lot of moves in the offseason, trying to pick up some offense, even moved in the fences at Safeco Field. The Seattle Mariners, their over-under is 77. We will start this one off with KP.
I'm going to stick with the under. I don't think Seattle's breakout year is quite yet.
Angelo, over to you. Over-under 77 for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think their breakout season is just yet. I think they missed it by, I'd say, about two games, so I'm going to go under.
Jeremy, over to you. Over-under 77 for the Seattle Mariners.
I love the Mariners. I love what they did this offseason. I also don't think they're quite a contending team, but they're a lot closer than people think. I think they'll be right around the 500 mark, so I'm going to go over.
Brian, your thoughts on Seattle?
I think they're going to be just a little bit under. They signed Felix Hernandez a long extension, keep him in Seattle probably for the rest of his career. They added a couple of really good young players. Jesus Montero is going to improve on last year, but I still think they're a year or two away.
Yeah, at what point does improving the offense hurt the defense? I'm taking the under as well, but fantasy sleeper, guy I really like, Hisashi Iwakuma, very underrated last season, was good in Safeco Field. I think he repeats it in 2013. The new guys in the American League West moving over from the NL Central, the Houston Astros, they have the lowest regular season win total by Vegas at 59 wins. I got suckered into the over last year, and it didn't come through. And I'm going to get suckered into the over again, and I know it's not going to come through. But I'm just going to stick with it because that's always my plan, to take the lowest team and go over. We'll go over. Over.
Nice pun.
Let's go over to KP then. KP, your thoughts on the former NL Central team?
Well, since you came over to me, I'm going to pick the over.
Okay.
It's not the only reason, but.
Brian, your thoughts on the other Texas team this season?
Oh, they picked a bad time to come to the AL West. They should have chose to come about 3 years ago when everybody sucked. I have to go with the under. I mean, they've got, 18 games against each one of them. You got the Rangers, Angels, and A's are all going to be right around 90 wins. Yeah, I can't see them winning that many.
Jeremy, your thoughts on the Houston Astros?
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well, but I'm very hesitant. I mean, their highest paid player is not even on their team, and their whole payroll is half of A-Rod pretty much. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be basically a triple-A team out there, but 59 wins, that's real, real low. Definitely capable of 59 or worse, but I'm going to say they win 63, ooh, not getting 100 losses this year.
Angelo, over to you.
Well, I have to agree with Brian on this. I mean, you're right. The AL West is definitely stronger this year. The Houston Astros put up 55 wins last year in what I would think is a lighter division overall, top to bottom. I'm going to have to go with the under. I think they get under. I think they struggle to get the 52 wins.
Ooh, they struggle to get to 52. Oh, my. That would be an epically, epically bad season.
Jeremy, I know you're out in the West, but five overs?
I know. I forgot to mention that, actually. I was like, dang, did I really just go over with all five? But I do think it's the best division besides the Astros. I don't know. I think they all see over.
Apparently.
Well, we will see how Jeremy evens that out. We will stick with the West and go over to the National League side with Jeremy's favorite team, the Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles. Their over-under is 91 wins. Last year, they had 86. Are the free-spending Dodgers bringing in enough talent to warrant having the second-highest over-under in the National League?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm pegging them for about 93, 94, obviously depending on health, but that depends, you know, that's an issue for every team. But yeah, I have been saying all offseason that even though they spent $1 billion, they did it in a very, you know, good way, getting a lot of, you know, peak talent. So, I'm going over 91. I'm going to say about 94-ish.
I think Jeremy's just going to go over on everybody and just aim for 15 and 15.
That's not a bad
I'm story. Thinking about it.
Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the Dodgers.
Yeah, they did it. They increased their payroll by, Jeremy said $1 billion. So, yeah, they have to go over, right? I mean, if they don't, they have to give everybody away, i.e. the Marlins.
KP, your thoughts on the Dodgers.
I also feel like I'm getting suckered into this over pick just because, like, oh, they spent a lot of money. The Dodgers are the best team. Oh, my goodness. And I feel like I'm going to regret it, but I'm sticking with the over.
Angelo, are you going with the over as well on the Dodgers at 91 wins?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the over, too.
I'm going with the under.
Sucker.
Jonah Carey, who is much smarter than me, wrote a whole piece about the Dodgers and that his one bet this season would be the Dodgers under. And I started reading it and I looked into other things and I agree. Zach Greinke's already ailing. Who says Carl Crawford's any good anymore? Andre Ethier always gets hurt. Adrian Gonzalez is depleted. Hanley Ramirez is already hurt. A lot of Luis Cruz and Juan Uribe.
Stop. You're going to make Jeremy cry.
Is Jonah Carey a Giants fan? Because a lot of that sounds pretty ridiculous to me.
I'm taking the under. This is where I pick up a game on all of you. It's going to be fantastic. I'll take you all out for ice cream if it goes over.
Oh, nice.
All right. That writing. Put that down. Write it down somewhere.
I'll write it down in here. What is this?
I prefer Rocky Road. Thank you.
Ice cream bet.
You're not a Colorado fan.
Ice cream bet. It's in there now.
Okay, good. Good. Next, the defending. If I didn't just piss off Jeremy, I'm going to piss him off more. The defending World Series champion, San Francisco Giants, your World Series champions 2 out of the last 3 years. Their over-under is 88 wins. And I will continue to upset Jeremy by taking the over. I love their pitching. I love their pitching in that ballpark. Brandon Belt has been great this spring. I think he makes a push towards actually being an all-star instead of almost getting voted an all-star by the fans. Pablo Sandoval's injury does worry me a little bit, but I think he's going to be okay. I'm going to take the over 88 with the San Francisco Giants, who have always done me right in theoretical betting. We'll go over to Jeremy to talk about his arch nemesis.
Yes, my arch nemesis. Well, you'd think I'd be over all these overs I'm doing, and I hate to do this, but I'm going over by a couple games. I think they reached 90 again. Great pitching, blah, 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 all that good stuff about them. I think Hunter Pence has a big year with them this year. I'm done talking nice about them. They're going over.
Angelo, over to you. Your thoughts on the World Series champion Giants over under 88 wins.
I think they're going to go over as well, but I think they're barely going to get over. I think 89 or 90, really. I think you're going to see some more wins, and I'll say it right now, but I think you're going to see some more wins out of San Diego in that division, so that might take away from San Francisco's total.
You always love San Diego. We will get to them
lovely
in a little bit. Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the Giants' 88 wins.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take the over as well. They have a great pitching staff. They pitch very well at home. Hunter Pence, I believe, is in a contract here. He's going to have a monster form this year. Yeah, you have to go over.
And, KP, is this our second consensus pick?
It's got to be over.
Over. The Giants won 94 games last year, so they're expecting a little bit of a drop there. But their Pythagorean win-loss was 88 last year, which is right on the over-under number. So we'll see what happens with the Giants. Next in line, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Their over-under is 82.5 wins. They bring in Brandon McCarthy. They bring in Martin Prado. They ditch Justin Upton. Is the grittiness going to work? You only need to be slightly over 500 here to get a win on the over. We will start it off with KP.
That's true, just slightly over 500, but I don't think Arizona can make that happen, so I'm going to take the under.
Okay, I am actually going to go over. I'm buying into the grittiness. I'm buying into that this is the team that Kirk Gibson wanted to build. He was the NL manager of the year 2 years ago. I like what they're doing. Just slightly over 500. I mean, we all took the over on them last year, and Vegas suckered us in, and they regressed more to the under. So I think they're going to be better and bounce back. I will take the over 82.5. Angelo, over to you. Your thoughts on the D-backs.
I think that they're also going to be over, but again, not by much. I do agree with buying into the tough, grittier D-backs, but I guess we'll see.
Jeremy, your thoughts on Arizona?
Yeah, you know, everyone's talking about it being a two-horse race between the Dodgers and the Giants in that division this year, and honestly, the D-backs terrify me. I love their pitching staff. I think it's really underrated. I like the moves they made in the offseason, even though they lose that power with Upton. You know, like you said, they gained Prado. It's a really big move that no one's talking about, you know, in accordance with a few other ones. So, again, the theme of my night, I'm going over on the D-backs.
That is 8 straight overs, Jeremy.
Not just 8 straight, 8 all.
Yeah. Jeremy's the eternal optimist, apparently.
Yeah.
I love winning for everyone except the Giants, which, never mind, that makes no sense.
Too late.
Brian, over to you. I will preface saying Adam Eaton, who was going to lead off for the Diamondbacks, is hurt. He will go on the disabled list and maybe even not make it back to the majors. They might just ride him in the minors to rehab. So, I know, a blow already, but they do have other outfield options in Gerardo Parra to play there. Your thoughts on the over-under 82.5 for Arizona?
I think they're going to be right. I think right at about that. I think they're going to be 80, though, 80, 81. I don't think they're – yeah, it's this tough. They got some gritty – they got a gritty team. They've got a good pitching staff, but they lost a lot of offense with Justin Upton. Martin Prado's a good player, but he's kind of just – I mean, he's a doubles hitter. He doesn't really hit for power very often, and that's what they just lost. So
you're taking the under?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the under.
Taking the under. Wanted to confirm that. All right. I believe last year Angelo was the only one that hit the – I believe we all took the under on the Padres except Angelo.
That's right.
He was right.
That's right.
We'll let him start again with the San Diego Padres. The Fathers are over under 74 wins.
Hey, look here. San Diego Padres are going to have closer to 84 wins. They're going to be over 500. You just wait and see. Inside information, we all know who the front of the podcast is. They're solid this year.
Inside information. Doesn't every player always think they're going to be good, though?
No.
I'm not saying that that's where the inside information is coming from. I'm just telling you that after, if you throw out the first, let's see, what was it? The first 45 games of the season last year, which I know was a big chunk of the season, the Padres were a playoff team. So just keep that in the back of your head.
Hold on. I just got a call from Buster Only, and he said they're going over.
Oh, breaking news. Thanks, Buster. It's amazing that he would just straight call KP.
That's our inside source.
Wow. I thought he was going to DM me later.
No. Yeah, call.
Oh, well. Brian, over to you. San Diego Padres, over under 74.
Take the over. They won 76 last year. I think they're going to be a little bit better.
Okay. Jeremy, over to you.
All right. Well.
Uh-oh.
Guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I think they got better, too. Say it with me.
Hey!
Jump over.
Awesome.
Nine teams, he has them all going over. This is like a Dodger situation. You all went over, and I am going to go under. I watched Edison Volquez in the WBC, and he looked terrible. So I don't like that. I don't like Headley is already hurt. He could be out the entire month of April. Where's the hitting going to come from with him gone? I mean, Richard, he'll eat innings, and he's decent. Clayton Richard, that is, but just mediocre. And Anthony Bass, he's shown flashes, and I like him. He's a friend of the podcast, but I don't see enough here for San Diego, and I'll probably be wrong. I'm always wrong on San Diego, it seems. So, but I am taking the under 74. But I am taking the over. No, I lied. Did I lie?
You lied.
Yeah, I lied. I'm taking the under on the Colorado Rockies, too. 72 is their over-under. On this one, Tulowitzki always seems to be hurt. Cargo can be an injury risk. And that rotation is the worst in the majors, I think. This little scheme where they only have the starters go 75 pitches doesn't work. At least to me, it doesn't work. And the pitchers aren't that good anyway, and they're pitching in the best hitter's park in the majors, so this is going to be a disaster for the Rockies, unfortunately for them, so I'm taking the under 72. We will go over to Brian. Your thoughts on the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah, they're going to be, yeah, like you said, terrible ideas, bad pitcher's park. Yeah, they're going under.
Okay. Jeremy. Are you taking another over here?
All right, guys, check this out. So the Rockies, last year, their offense was led the National League. It was absolutely ridiculous, and that was without Tulo and a lot of the time without Kadire. Those two guys back, offense will be even better, but they're going to lose every game 15-14. They're going under this year.
Oh.
Whoa.
He's going off script.
Got you.
Rockies last year had 64 wins. This would be an 8-game improvement. We'll go over to Angelo. Your thoughts on the Rockies' 72 wins this year?
Well, I'm going to agree with Jeremy and say under, partially because I can't take every team over, because Vegas won't allow that. And I just think that the loss has got to come somewhere in that division. I took a few overs already, so definitely have to take the under.
Angelo did take all four overs for the other four in the NL West. He takes the Rockies under KP, is this the third consensus pick out of 10?
Yep, and the first all-under pick.
That is true. We hate the Rockies.
We don't hate the Rockies.
No, this is... We pretty much just said we hate the Rockies.
It's a strong word. I don't know.
We strongly dislike the Rockies.
We'll see.
Cargo, if you're listening, we don't hate you.
It's not don't personal. I don't personally hate them. First of all, he is a nice guy.
And if you get really close to that 72nd win, you better stop playing.
Todd Helton is a sweetheart. Will and Rosario will walk old ladies across the street. But the play on the field is not good enough to get to 72 wins.
You're right.
So we strongly dislike them. All right, going to go over to KP, pick a division.
Well, I was going to bounce it back to the AL and probably do the AL East.
The AL East. In some circles, the best division. In some circles, the worst division in the majors this year. Starting it off with a completely revamped team, the Toronto Blue Jays. Their over-under is 89 wins. Last year, they only had 73. They pick up R.A. Dickey. They pick up Josh Johnson, Mark Burley, Jose Reyes, Emilio Bonifacio, Brett Lowry starting the season on the DL, but he should be back mid-April. What are your guys' thoughts on the Toronto Blue Jays? Did they do enough to basically go, well, they're not going to go worst to first, but to put themselves in contention finally in the AL East? We will start it off with Brian.
Well, given that Miami only won, what was it, 79 games last year, and they pretty much have half of Miami's team, I'm still going to take the over, whatever, they're going to do just fine.
And they also did get a Cy Young Award winner. Do not forget that.
Yeah, how did he do in the World Baseball Classic?
Ooh.
Oh.
Too soon, man.
Sick burn.
Also known as spring training.
Also known as getting lit up.
That wasn't very
nice. I didn't see Fernando Rodney get lit up.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. We'll get to him in the race.
He's a reliever. It doesn't count.
Angelo, over to you. Toronto Blue Jays, over under 89.
I'm going, it's tough, because that's a lot for them for only having 73 wins last year, but I like the moves they picked up. I know the division's really tough. And dang it, the AL Central sucks, so the wins are going to come out of that division. So, I say over.
Okay, Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Blue Jays.
Man, I officially predicted them to go over. The pitching does worry me, but I think they are going to go over that number.
KP, 89 wins for the Blue Jays. What do you got?
This is interesting because as we were sitting here and you guys were talking and you listed off all the guys that they picked up, and, yeah, they picked up a lot of guys, and I had over initially. And I'm sitting here looking at it, thinking of all the people. Burley, kind of old. R.A. Dickey, I don't think the knuckleball can work forever. And I think they're going to go under.
I am on board with you, KP. I'm going under slightly. They'll be in contention. The moves, it's hard to see. Like, you see the Angels last year, they didn't make the playoffs with all these moves they made. The Marlins made all those moves, and it didn't work. It takes a while for these teams to mesh, it seems. But I will say it will not be the fault of R.A. Dickey. If you look at his stats when he pitches indoors, especially against the Rays, phenomenal numbers. They're going to close that roof in Toronto, and he is going to do fantastic things for them, I believe. He might not win another Cy Young, but he will be almost as good as last year, I think, even moving to the American League. All right. We referenced Fernando Rodney before. He may bring a lucky plantain to Tampa Bay, but will it be enough to get the Tampa Bay Rays over 87 wins this season? We will start it off with KP.
As magical as plantains are and one guy pitching, I don't think Tampa Bay is going to get over 87.
Okay. Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Rays.
I think they're going to go under. I mean, they traded James Shields, who's a phenomenal pitcher, and they got Will Myers in return. I think he's going to do all right this year, but I still think he needs at least a year or two before he supplants himself as a bona fide, legit outfielder. So, yeah, I got to go under.
Angelo, over to you. Your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Rays.
In a division that is tough, but I think they're going to beat each other up day in and day out, I'm going to go with the under on this. I don't think they're good enough.
I do believe they're good enough. The Tampa Bay Rays always find a way. They have the best manager in the game in Joe Maddon. They'll find ways to replace B.J. Upton with Will Myers or whoever else, Desmond Jennings in center field. Ben Zobrist is one of the most underrated players in the game. If Evan Longoria can stay healthy, that pitching staff is good to great with a lot of guys where Chris Archer and Alex Cobb, one of them might not even make the rotation, and they would make the rotations for a lot of other teams. So I'm going to take the over 87 for the Tampa Bay Rays, and I believe they win the AL East. Jeremy, your thoughts on the Rays?
It's a bold prediction. I like it, Mapes. You know, it's hard for me to ever count the Rays out, especially with Joe Maddon, you know, leading the charge there. And I do think that losing James Shields is going to hurt them more than people are thinking. Will Myers, I think, has an impact at some point this year, but I don't know if it's soon enough. And I do think that they'll be right in the thick of the playoff race, but they are going to go slightly under that 87 win total.
Okay. Next up, team that has been bit by the injury bug harder than anybody. The New York Yankees. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. All the way down to an over-under of 84 wins this season. A-Rod, out probably half the season. Jeter will start the season on the DL potentially. Curtis Granderson will start the season on the DL. Mark Teixeira will start the season on the DL. Phil Hughes will start the season on the DL. Russell Martin is gone. Nick Swisher is gone. But they have Robinson Cano. And they're bringing back Mariano Rivera. So that's good. Is the over-under fallen too far here? Are they overcorrecting too much with all the news here? So we will start off with Angelo on the over-under 84 for the New York Yankees.
Well, first of all, those injuries are amounting to something. It's really hard to take the Yankees to barely make it over 500, and that's taking the under. They always seem to find a way. I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but I find it really tough for them not to make it at least 84 or 85 wins. So I'm going to take the over, even though I really firmly believe it's going to be under.
Jeremy, over to you. Over under 84 for the New York Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, they're old and crumbling, obviously, with all these injuries. But like Angelo said, it's the New York Yankees, and not only do they still have a lot of talent that is healthy, but, you know, they're going to find ways to replace guys if they need to. You know, if they find out someone's out longer than they were originally intended, they're going to go out and sign someone. You know, they just made a huge play for Vernon Wells, greatest outfielder in the game, right? totally kidding about that, but I do think that Angelo has a point. I think they're going to find a way to reach 84, 85, maybe even more wins this year.
Okay, Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the New York Yankees and all of their problems so far.
Well, like Jeremy said, every year everybody keeps going, oh, the Yankees are too old, the Yankees are too old, they can't do it again, the Yankees are too old, they can't do it again. They still won 95 games last year. I know they have a lot of guys hurt, but like everybody keeps saying, they find ways to replace those guys, and they just win. So I'm going to take the over. I don't think they're that bad that they're going to lose, that they're only going to win 84 games.
But they're replacing guys now with Brennan Bosch and Ben Francisco and Vernon Wells, and I wanted to be the contrarian here. I thought you guys were all going to go under, and I was going to maybe take the over, but...
Hey, listen, I'm anti...
to take the over here.
I'm anti-Brendan Bosch, but I'll tell you what. I've seen him pop out the right field a lot at Comerica, and those pop-ups are going to turn into home runs.
Yeah, that could be true. I mean, the pitching's still all right. I like Kuroda. I like CeCe. I don't know. It's like they're baiting you to make sure you take the over with the 84. I'm going to go under.
Boom.
Hopefully it'll mean Yankees tickets are cheaper this season for me to go to games. If they stink. KP, over to you. Over under 84 for the New York Yankees.
I pick the over because of the Yankee effect.
All right. So that's going to be a swing game for me there. The only one taking the under there. Next up, the Boston Red Sox. Their over-under is 83 wins after the disastrous Bobby V season where they only win 69 games. They ended last season on an 8-game losing streak. That's pretty terrible. But their over-under this season is 83 wins. Do the Red Sox bounce back? We'll start it off with Jeremy.
That's a pretty big number, I think. It seems a little generous. I think they will bounce back a little bit. I don't think they can do much worse than they did last year, but injury is always a concern there. Not sold on the pitching staff, so I'm going to go under.
KP, over to you. Over under 83 for the Boston Red Sox.
I also have to pick under. I don't think magic just happens at Fenway, even though you and I experienced magic.
We did experience magic.
Cody
but
Ross.
But it was Cody Ross magic.
Yeah. That's a different kind of magic.
Allie Williams told us to say hi to Cody Ross.
And we did, and he did right back.
Yeah, walk-off homer. One of the few Red Sox wins last season. Last year, 69 wins for the Red Sox, over under 83. I'm going to be stupid here, and I'm going to take the over. I like Boston. They've been knocked down so much. I think Lester bounces back. He's looked great this spring. Victorino's a good clubhouse guy. Basically, this bet wagers on the heels of Ellsbury and David Ortiz. If those injuries aren't that bad and they can come back in that lineup, I think the Red Sox will go over. If not, this goes under, but I'm going to take the chance that they're going to be okay, and I will go over 83 for the Boston Red Sox. Angelo, over to you. Your thoughts on Boston.
I just simply think they're going to go under. I think it's a lock for the last place team in that division.
Lock for the last place team. Interesting. Brian, your thoughts on the Red Sox?
I think they're going to go under, and I think Ellsbury's gone at the trade deadline. He's been linked into trades with the last year and a half, so I think he's going to be gone. So I don't think they can replace him. So I think they're going to go under.
Ugh, this is starting to worry me that you all four are agreeing, and then I'm the contrarian.
You're either going to blow us out, or we're all going to win.
You're such a hipster, Mapes. Such a hipster.
If you're not first, you're last.
Picking the Red Sox before they're cool.
Yeah. Speaking of picking teams that would have made you cool last year, the Baltimore Orioles make the playoffs as a wild card team. They won... Where are they? 93 games last year. Tremendous in one-run games, 29-9. Does the magic continue? Do they regress? Their over-under drops from 93 last year to an over-under set of 78.5. How much regression is there? We'll start it off with Brian.
I mean, that's a pretty big fall. I don't think they're going to win 93 games, but I certainly don't think they're going to fall that far.
yeah, their bullpen was ridiculous last year, and they won by getting clutch hits. But, I mean, that you're talking, what was it, 93-78 was a 15-game swing? I don't think that much worse.
So you're going over?
I'm going to take the over.
Go over to Jeremy. Your thoughts on the Orioles?
I also think that's a huge drop-off, but I was really, I guess, frustrated. I'm not even an Orioles fan, but it bothered me that they didn't try to aggressively address their starting pitching, because I still think it is not good and consistent enough to have them contend again this year, you know, especially with Blue Jays getting better and the Rays being the Rays and the Yankees being the Yankees. I don't think they're going to repeat, and I'm actually going to take the under slightly.
Angelo, over to you.
I still think they're a pretty solid team. I think some of the magic might be gone, though, and I'm going to take the under.
KP?
The magic never leaves Baltimore. I'm picking the over.
Over. And I'm going to go over, too. I think there's going to be a regression, but Adam Jones is still going to get better. The rotation's okay. The bullpen is still top-notch. Pedro Strop is fantastic. Jim Johnson was fantastic. I hope that it wasn't just a fluke year for him, but, I mean, even if 29-9 turns into, let me do the math in my head, that's 38 games, turns into 19-19, that's only a 10-game drop, and it's not 15, so I'm going to go over on the Baltimore Orioles. Go over to the National League side of the Eastern Division with the team with the highest over-under in the majors this season, the Washington Nationals, 92.5, and I'm taking the under because that's what I do because I'm a Braves fan. Next up, going over to KP.
I enjoy Washington, and they're actually probably my, well, I grew up a Braves fan, so they're probably my third favorite team just to watch. I mean, I love their talent. I love watching their pitching. They got a lot of young guys, and I think that they'll easily take the over.
I don't like the sound of that. Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on 92.5 for the Nationals.
Well, like everybody else who's talked already, I also grew up a Braves fan. I think we all did, thanks to TBS. But, I'm going to go over. I think they're better than that. They're going to get a full year out of Strasburg. He's not going to have a pitch limit. Any limit. He's going to go all the way down to the end of the season. So I think they're going to be over.
The Nationals did lead the majors in wins last year at 98. One of the big surprises of 2012. Angelo, over to you. Over under 92.5 for the Washington Nationals.
Well, I did grow up watching TBS, but not as a Braves fan. Go Nationals. I had that attitude. I'm going to go with the over.
And Jeremy, your thoughts on the Nationals 92.5.
Well, first of all, Brian, I admire your honesty, just straight out saying you're picking them because you're a Braves fan. But, this bit me in the butt last year because I said the A's would lose 100 games, and my 100-game prediction this year is the Nationals, but the other way around. I think they're winning 100 this year. I think they're well over 92.
You know why, Jeremy? I stick to my convictions, and I don't take overs for teams I don't like you with your San Francisco Giants over. Between that and the Matt Cain jersey thing, yeah, I'm starting to think you're a Giants fan.
You take that back right now. Let's talk about this when I get that point. Both points.
Jeremy, what city do you live in again?
Walnut Creek, California. Thank you.
And which major city is that located by?
Oakland, California.
Which is also say Oakland.
All right. Well, I alluded to the under with the Nationals. Next up is my Atlanta Braves Their over-under is 87.5, and this is the most excited I've been for a Braves team in I don't even know how long. Signing B.J. Upton. Trading for Justin Upton. Julio Teheran looks fantastic in the spring. The rotation is set with Medlin and Mahalem and Hudson and Minor and Teheran. The bullpen's still fantastic, the best closer in the game. O'Flaherty is one of the best setup men in the game. Oh, the lineup's great. Brian McCann, just take your time. Come back healthy. Everything's going to go great. Freddie Freeman leads spring training in home runs. I am taking the over. I am taking this way over. We're going to win 95-plus games this season, which is way over 87.5. And I know how biased that sounds, and I know it's going to bite me in the ass, and I know I'm going to be so sad in October when we screw this up. But for now, I'm happy Mapes. We will go over to KP, over under 87.5 for the Atlanta Braves.
Well, I haven't been picking Braves and Nationals pitchers in all my fantasy drafts for nothing, so I think that they'll probably take the over as well.
Brian, your thoughts on the Atlanta Braves this season?
They lost a huge amount of leadership when Chipper Jones retired, but they are going to have the sickest outfield in baseball. Upton brothers, Jason Hayward, they're going to lead the league in home runs, stolen bases, and also strikeouts, and I'm going to take the over.
I do miss Chipper. I miss him a lot.
Let him hunt.
He is hunting. I'm going to go down for his number retirement ceremony. You guys want to come?
Yeah, I'm not that big of a fan.
All right, fine. I just want to see you guys. Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Bravos.
I love the bullpen too. Love the lineup, although I agree, Brian, that they're going to strike out 500 billion times this year combined or each. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm agreeing with you, Mapes. I think they're going to win around 95. I think they're going over.
Yeah, we are. Angelo. Do we have our first consensus pick in a while?
Well, I think it's kind of hard to say that they wouldn't go over. I think they're going to go over. But I will say this, and I'm sorry to say it, Mapes. I don't think they're going to win the division. And I think they're going to be hard-pressed in general. I'm not sold on the Upton brothers. Sorry. I just think their egos are going to get in the way of a playoff run.
Fair enough. I just really hope they don't get stuck in that one-game playoff again. Oh, God, it's terrible. All right. Next up, the Philadelphia Phillies. Their over-under is 84.5. We've seen Dominic Brown break out during this spring training. Roy Halladay not looking too strong, though. They still have Cole Hamels. They still have Cliff Lee. They still have one of the best closers in the game in Jonathan Papelbon, a returning Chase Utley, a fully healthy Ryan Howard. What are your guys' thoughts on the Philadelphia Phillies over under 84.5 wins? Last year, they were exactly 500 at 81-81. We will start it off with Brian.
Given that actually one of my favorite player playing right now plays for the Phillies, Michael Young. He's just so bad in spring training right now. I don't see them winning that many. I mean, yeah, they got a great rotation. Yeah, they got Ryan Howard back. They got Chase Utley back. But how long is Chase Utley going to be back before he gets hurt? I don't think they addressed their needs very well. They lost their starting center fielder in Victorino. I just think they're going to go under.
Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Phillies.
You touched on everything. I think having everyone back healthy is going to be huge for them. Halladay hasn't looked great, but he's Roy Halladay. I mean, unless there's something physically wrong, I don't expect him to completely bomb this year. I don't think they're going to challenge the Nationals or Braves for the division, but I think they will be, on the fringe of the wild card race. Not necessarily a playoff team, but I think they're going over. And one guy to watch out for, I know they lost, they lost Pence and Victorino last year, but not only has Dominic Brown been tearing it up in spring training this year, but, he's been improving slowly but steadily over his whole career, so I think he could have a breakout year for the Phils this year.
You guys, optimistic Jeremy's back. He actually took three unders in the previous division, and now he's already at 3-for-3 overs in the NL East. So nice of him.
I just love that furry green guy or whatever, that little, what's their little thing? No, I'm just
Philly
kidding.
Fanatic?
He is pretty cozy looking, huh?
Yes.
He added 5 wins to my total.
One guy, one mascot.
KP, over to you. Your thoughts on the Phillies.
Phillies are probably my most despised team aside from all of NL Central in the whole major leagues, and I think that they're going to go under. Mainly, I think it's fueled because while I was visiting the fan cave and Gordon was still in there, we blew, I think, what, back-to-back 3-run games in the 9th or whatever? I don't know. It was an awful, awful time. They're going under.
Revenge just for the fan cave.
Yeah.
Angelo, your thoughts on the Phillies this year?
I think Vegas did it right with this one and hit the over-under right in the nose. I think it's really, really close. I'm going to go on the under and say like 83 or 84 wins.
And I am going to go, I believe it. Let me see. I wrote things down. Yes, I'm going to go under as well. I picked them under last year. I believe we all picked Phillies under last year. I'm going to go for more of the same, and I will take under 84.5 for the Philadelphia Phillies and enjoy it if it happens. Next up, the New York Metropolitans. Their over-under is 74.5. They won 74 games last year. Will they gain that half a game? We will start it off with Jeremy.
I heard you say that they won 74 and that this over-under 74.5, and I just exhaled in confusion because I think they are a little bit better, but I just can't go over again. I've reached my quota for overs, so they're 73. How about that?
Works for me. We all took, remember last year, I think we all took the Mets under, and they started off really hot. I think it was like 77.5 last year. And then they just hit a wall. But I think
well,
that
like
they're
their third year in a row, right, that they've started hot and just fizzled in the second half, something
yeah.
like that.
I don't like that David Wright's already hurt, and it's not because of the WBC. Don't blame it on that. But are they really that worse? Matt Harvey's in the rotation now. He's looked pretty good. Ike Davis hopefully gets the hitch out of his swing, but he still hit 30 home runs last year, 30-plus home runs. If Zach Wheeler comes into the rotation to help provide a spark, I mean, it's terrible for the Mets that Bobby Bonilla is their highest-paid outfielder. So, but I'm gonna say they go over here. I can't be completely pessimistic on the NL East, so I'm taking the over on the Mets at 74.5.
Time out. Bobby Bonilla is their highest paid outfielder. What is
yes.
it, like 1998?
No, there's a, in Bobby Bonilla's contract, the Mets didn't want to pay him at the time, so he is getting paid something like $1.3 million over the next 20 years of his life to pay off his contract from the 90s. And that $1.3 million is more than any Mets outfielder is making this season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, aren't they paying him until, like, 2023 or something ridiculous?
Yes. I think, yeah. It's, like, next 10, 20 years or something.
Someone needs to hire his agent. That is brilliant.
Yeah, with interest. So he's actually getting more money than the contract was worth in the 90s.
That's ridiculous.
It's fantastic. Angelo, while we're talking to you,
yeah.
over under 74.5 for the Mets.
I would love to just say, hey, give them that one more win from last year. But they lost the Cy Young winner, and I think they're going to be under. I think they have to be under.
You're right. I didn't even factor in they lost Sticky. I'm an idiot. Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the over-under 74.5 for the Mets.
Well, everybody keeps bringing up the fact they lost Ari Dickey, but they also lost Jason Bay. So they can't be that much worse. So I'm going to have to take the over.
That is a wash. And KP, wrap it up with you.
Plain and simple, the under.
All right. And the lowest over-under in the National League this season belongs to the Miami Marlins. The fire sale happens. Burley's gone. Josh Johnson's gone. Jose Reyes is gone. Ozzie Guillen is gone, replaced with Mike Redmond, who has never been a manager in the majors. The over-under is 64, which means that they are projecting them for 98 losses. Jeremy, your thoughts on the Miami Marlins at 64 wins?
God, I feel terrible for Mike Redmond and Giancarlo Stanton because they just absolutely dismantled that roster around them this offseason. You know, they did get a ton of good young talent, but they're at least 2 or 3 years away from being a serious contender again. And I do not think they go over that number this year. I think they're under by a couple games.
Under a couple games would say a 100-loss season for Miami. We will go over to KP. Your thoughts on the Miami Marlins?
I don't think they're going to be that bad, so I'm going to take the over.
I agree. It's hard to say with the Astros, too, that there will be 200-loss teams. So I'm going to go over for the Miami Marlins, hope that Giancarlo can do enough. And in deep fantasy leagues, I really like Rob Brantley as a catcher, as a guy you should just keep an eye on. Stick him on your little watch list. Angelo, over to you. Over under 64 for the Miami Marlins.
Well, this just in, Mike Hill decides to trade Giancarlo Stanton in the first month of the season and attempts to pull off what appears to be the first attempt at trading wins. So I'm going to take the under on Miami, and I don't think they're going to win more than 60 games. Bummer.
Did you also take the under on the Astros? Let's go find this. Yeah, you did. So you believe that there will be 200 lost teams this year?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. Fair enough. Brian, over to you. Miami Marlins, over under 64.
Under, all they have to back is Giancarlo Stanton, and it's only one player. They still don't have a pitching staff, so yeah, they're going to go under.
Okay. That'll bring us over to, back to the American League, the only division left, the American League Central. I got to gush about the Atlanta Braves. Angelo, I will let you gush about the Detroit Tigers, the defending American League champion, Detroit Tigers. Their over-under is 92. Your thoughts on the boys from Motown?
Well, let's not forget, it's actually two-time defending Central Division champions. Thank you. And, I mean, yeah, we're solid again this year. We definitely struggled out of the gate big time last year and still got the 88 wins. Our division is terrible. I think 92 wins is easily achievable. And I definitely take the over.
Over to Brian. Your thoughts on the Detroit Tigers?
Well, like I was saying earlier with the Angels, I think the Tigers have the best lineup in baseball. 1 through 5, there's not a team that can match them except for maybe the Angels. And they still have Verlander, they still have Fister. I think they're going to go over. I think they're the team to beat in the American League.
Okay, KP, over to you. What are your thoughts on the Tigers?
I don't think the Tigers are going to win that many games, so I'm going to take the under.
Okay. I'm going to go with the under as well. It was a bet I made last year, not a real bet, a theoretical bet that I liked the Tigers under last year, and it came through. They only won 88 games. They were good. They were good in the playoffs. They're built for the playoffs. But for the regular season, I don't think they can get to over 92 wins, so I'll take the under. Which leaves us with Jeremy. Your thoughts on the defending American League champion Detroit Tigers?
I think they're definitely going over. I'm not certain that they'll go multiple games over, but I think they're a better team than last year. I don't think that's even really debatable. And it's, yeah, they're not going to play as poorly as they did in the regular season last year. They added a couple people. I don't think they have to worry about Jose Valverde at the end anymore. That'll be nice. Yeah, give me 94 or more.
94 or more.
Hey, guys, let's not forget. I mean, the Tigers played all of last year without Victor Martinez. And we upgraded our outfield with Torii Hunter. So those are two huge additions to the team.
Fair statement.
It's sad that you're going to still go under.
Next up, in the AL Central, the team that screwed us all over last season. We took the under, and they went way over. This year, the Chicago White Sox over-under is 80 wins. Last year, they had 85. Your thoughts on the Chicago White Sox, your rival, started off of Angelo.
I'm going to take the under because I'm just, it's wishful thinking. I don't think they're going to be the second place team in the division, so I think under is fair.
Okay. KP, over to you. Your thoughts on the Chicago White Sox.
Well, as you pan down the AL Central, I don't see Kansas City, although they're very excited about their season this year. I don't see them pulling ahead of the White Sox. So I'm going to take the over.
Okay. I'm going to go under. I like Chris Sale. I like Paul Konerko, but AJ Pierzynski is gone. That bullpen's still not good. Well, they're good. They're not great. It's Alex Rios' down year. He does that thing where he's good one year and then he's terrible the next year. And this is a terrible year. And I forgot about that. And I drafted him in like the eighth round. And I'm already regretting it. I'm going to go under 80 for the White Sox. And I already know they're going to screw me over and go over anyway. Going to go to Brian. Your thoughts on the Chicago White Sox.
Can we push? Am I allowed to just say 80 wins?
Ooh, that's ballsy.
Then I'm going to go for the push.
All right.
He's going to take
all the chips on the table.
The go push. For the push.
This is the first push in three up or down history.
Yeah.
All
yes,
right. I'll give him a bonus for picking push because.
Whoa.
If it is a push, if it does hit push, he gets two wins.
Three wins.
Yes.
But if it's not a push, he gets the loss still.
A push so is two wins?
It's on saying push. Exactly. Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, man. I did this last year, and it completely kicked my butt. I picked them to go under, and I thought they were going to be fourth or fifth in the division. I'm doing it again. I think they're not as good as they were last year. I think they're going to regress quite a bit, and I think they're under that win total.
I'm glad we're doing this again, Jeremy. You and me. Same wavelength on these White Sox. We're going to get screwed over so hard.
You're dang right you are.
I've made Jeremy go last the last two teams, so I'm going to let him go first on his boyfriend's, the Kansas City Royals. 78.5 wins. Are you back on the bandwagon this year?
That is an offensive number, Vegas. That is offensive. They're going over 500, and they're going over that stupid number, and they will win that second wild card this year.
Ooh.
My thought process in the Royals is that I swore that this year I wouldn't go back to them. I've been burned so many times. And then they did everything. And I talked myself into Hosmer again. And why can't James Shields be that guy? And now I'm going to go over. And I'm going to regret it. Because they're going to burn me again.
No, you will not. You will be very happy. And we will celebrate and cry and drink beers with Billy Butler.
We're going to drink beers with Billy Butler? That'd be so awesome.
Don't let me do that, but keep picking over.
Okay. We'll just keep going with the over. Angela, over to you. Your thoughts on over-under 78.5 for the Kansas City Royals.
Well, the KC Royals have been saying every year for the last, oh, 4 or 5 years that they're a year or two away. And it still remains true. They're still not there yet. And they're definitely going under.
Going over to KP. What do you got on the Royals this year?
Well, as I said before, some of my friends who live in Kansas City, they're really excited. I mean, the Royals have been dying to have a good team forever. And sadly, they still won't have a good team.
Poor Kansas City. They got to deal with the Royals never living up to expectations. They got to deal with the Chiefs, who are terrible, but they have the number one pick in the worst draft of years.
But they have the best quarterback in the history of football now.
You are such a homer for Alex Smith.
I love Alex Smith. If that didn't seal the deal, huh?
Team Kaepernick. Alex Smith never would have even gotten them to the Super Bowl.
Excuse me, false, and isn't this a baseball podcast?
Let's get down to baseball. I was about to say, let's not reopen wounds from 2 months ago.
But he wears a Brewers hat. Oh, my gosh.
Kansas City, you have great barbecue. You've got that going for you. Brian, speaking of great barbecue, Texas has great barbecue, and that's where you're from.
Yes, we do. And I think it's your barbecue best, Kansas City. our barbecue is way better than Kansas City barbecue. Forget that mess. No, I think this is Kansas City's year. No, it's not the year to win the division, but I think they're going to go the over.
All right. That brings up the Cleveland Indians. Last year, they won 68 games. They bring in Terry Francona out of ESPN back into the manager's dugout. They bring in Michael Bourne. They bring in Nick Swisher. As Drubal Cabrera still there. Do they have enough pitching? Bullpen Mafia seems solid, but is the starting pitching enough? Their over-under is 78 wins. They're expecting a 10-win increase. We will start off with Angelo on the Cleveland Indians.
Well, this is my upset special of the whole baseball season. I really like what the Indians have done. It scares me almost. They're going to go over, and this is going to be a wild card team.
You know what's funny is that I actually said that they would be a sneaky team to win the division.
Very possible.
I like the over as well. I like that outfield. Bourne, Stubbs, and Swisher. That's not a bad outfield. Francona is going to be a good clubhouse guy. They'll figure things out. I'm taking the over. This is at least a 500 team, I think, this season. Jeremy, over to you. Over under 78 for the Cleveland Indians.
Well, I don't know what you guys are so excited about. I think they got better, no doubt, and I think they will improve their win total. Adding Tito Francona as the manager is a huge move for them. And even after getting Michael Bourne, I'm still going to take the under slightly. I don't know who is going to pitch. Like, Justin Masterson's their ace, and I love that guy, but he's so inconsistent, it's maddening. And he's their number one guy by quite a bit. So, I don't know. I don't see the Indians protecting their leads enough to actually contend this year.
You don't believe in the Ubaldo Jimenez bounce back?
Heck no.
What about...
He'll be a great midseason fantasy pickup, as always.
Dear Lord. don't forget, the super number five starter for the Indians, Scott Kazmir's back, ladies and gentlemen.
That in itself is terrifying for Indians fans.
That's fantastic. I love Scott Kazmir, just because he screwed over the Mets. And he didn't even really screw him over because he wasn't that good, but still. Victor Zambrano's terrible. Gonna go over to KP. Over under 78 for the Indians.
Jeremy did it quick and clean for me, so I'm gonna stick with him and go with the under.
Brian, over to you.
Yeah, under. They added some, but not enough.
Okay. That leaves the last team in the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins. Their last year, they won 66 games, disappointing year. I remember I took the over and was wrong. Their over-under this season is 68.5. So will they improve by 2.5 games? We will start off with KP, your neighbors.
It's cute to think that they are going to try to win 2.5 more games, but I just don't see it happening. Target Field's a tough place to play, and although Maurer's back and Morneau seems to be clicking on all cylinders, he still plays them, right? Yeah. I just don't think that those two alone can power them back.
If you're worried about the Indians rotation, Jeremy, with Scott Diamond presumably on the disabled list, can you name two twin starters without looking it up?
I actually already had it pulled up because I'm a good analyst and I cheat. No, I'm just kidding. But I did have it pulled up, and I knew Vance Worley was going to be one of their top guys, which is not good news. And honestly, I don't know if I could have named anyone else. I knew that they had DeVries or whatever. I didn't know he was their fifth starter. But anyway, all that aside, yeah, the rotation's not good. I love some of their young talent, but I do not think they win two more games. I think they actually might decrease by a couple games. That being said, there's a couple guys that you should be excited for. Aaron Hicks has been great this spring. I think he's going to be huge eventually. Maybe not this year, but maybe the year after. And totally, I hate to keep going back to this, but you mentioned Colin Kaepernick earlier. Google a picture of Darren Mastroianni on the Twins. Twins. They are twins, him and Kaepernick. It's amazing. Check it out.
Well, while we're here, over under on the Twins.
He said under.
Did he?
Yeah, he said they're going to lose. They're going to go down.
In my ramblings, yeah. I forgot to say the actual word under. I apologize. Under.
Okay, I'll take under too. Especially once I've looked at that rotation. Oh, my God. Vance Worley is their number one starter.
Damn straight.
Kevin Correa, Mike Pelfrey, returning from Tommy John, Liam Hendricks, and Cole DeVries. Oh, man. Makes you long for the days of Brad Radke. KP. Oh, no, we did KP.
Under.
Under. Let's see if Angelo and Brian also have unders for the Twins. Go to Angelo.
Well, it's really hard to take three Major League Baseball teams that have 100 lost seasons. And the Twins also are really bad. But I say 63 wins. I take the under still. They don't get to 100 losses.
Okay. And, Brian, are we locking in a consensus under on the Twins?
We are. And for the record, I don't think Maurer or Morneau will be with the Twins at the end of the year.
Wow. That is quite interesting. That will give us another consensus pick, which means our consensus in the American League is... No. That's not one. Under on the Twins, over on the Angels. Those are our American League consensus picks. And that leaves the final division, the National League Central, starting it off with the defending National League Central champion, Cincinnati Reds. They won 97 games last year. I know, number shocked me too when I looked it up. You didn't think of it that they were that good. But they were Their over-under this year is 90. KP, do they defend the Central again?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The Cincinnati Reds are good, so I'm going to take the over.
Okay. Jeremy, over to you. Your thoughts on the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, it's hard to call, I guess, any team a lock for 90 wins preseason, but I think that's a really low estimate there. They're going to have Votto all season. You know, they added Shinsu too. I don't know. I think this team is very capable of matching their 97 wins from last year.
You know what I like that they did? They didn't screw over Aroldis Chapman. He said he wanted to close. They're going to let him close. They're not going to throw him in the rotation and mess him up like Daniel Bard. So the little Pythagorean thing says that they should have won 91 games last year, which is still more than 90. They turned Drew Stubbs into Shinsu Chu. I like this team. I'm going to take the over as well, and I think that they win the division, and we'll see what happens with them in the playoffs. See if they will choke away a division series. Brian, over to you. Your thoughts on the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, given that they're going to have Votto all year, they have finally have a set place for Aroldis Chapman. They're going to leave him there. I think they're going to go over.
Angelo, are you joining the consensus on the Cincinnati Reds over 90 wins?
Yes, I am. Over.
Okay. Which brings us to the St. Louis Cardinals, and like the Washington Nationals, I strongly, strongly dislike them in the past two seasons. Sorry, Kelsey. I'm sure you'll hear this later. I'm taking the under 86 wins for the Cardinals, just completely out of spite. I don't care. It's over. It's not over. It's under for the Cardinals.
Hey-o.
My rant is over. We will go to Brian.
Well, Kelsey knows my feelings on the Cardinals, and so I don't even have to hide it. I'm taking the under like Mavs out of spite, just because I can. I don't care if they win 162 games.
KP, over to you. Your thoughts on the Cardinals.
Yeah, mine might have a tiny bit of spite, and just because I want Milwaukee to win, so imagine that. I took Milwaukee for over, and I'm taking the Cardinals for under. Foreboding.
Angelo, over to you on the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, if you check out my Facebook, you would have seen that this past weekend I was supporting the St. Louis Cardinals Negro League pants and socks during my softball tournament this weekend. Doesn't mean I'm supporting the team this whole season, and I'm taking the under.
Jeremy. Your girlfriend's a Cardinals fan. Are you going to be the one that takes the over here? You love the over train.
I do love the over train, and I also am going to base this pick not on spite or not spite, guys. It seemed like a theme there. But, you know, when I first saw that it was an 86 line, I thought about it for a little bit just because of all the injuries. You know, they've had – they lost Carpenter for the year, Mott's on the DL, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm sorry, the rotation's still pretty good. The offense is ridiculous. They have a bunch of good prospects just waiting to come up. I'm not worried about this team covering that line. I think they're going to win high 80s at least.
You would. You're such a good boyfriend. For Kelsey. Lucky girl.
Good clarification.
I realized when I said that, I should have, there's like a dot, 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 and I was like, oh no. They're going to think Jeremy's my boyfriend. We had to clear
that.
That's
partially true. Oh, God.
That's partially true. Oh, man. KP, let's dig us out of this. It's time for your favorite team.
Woo!
The Milwaukee Brewers over-under is 80. Are they a 500 team this year?
You know what? They're probably better than a 500 team. I'll tell you that.
What?
Whoa. What's that for?
Did you hear they signed Kyle Loesch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know his career stats in Miller Park? They're not great, but he's got a small sample size. Of almost a 7 ERA. Hooray.
Do you think Ryan Braun gets suspended?
No. Why would he? He hasn't done anything wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you excited about Gene Segura?
Not yet, but I am getting there.
Do you like Norichiki Aoki as much as I do?
Yes, konnichiwa.
Are you taking the over of 80?
I will easily take the over of 80.
Sounds good to me.
Barring the fact that Kyle Loesch doesn't turn into Jeff Suppan 2.0.
That'd be better than Randy Wolf 2.0.
Oh, Randy Wolf 3.0.
I'm going to agree with you that they go over. They won 83 last year. They're another year adjusted without Prince Fielder. They just get Kyle Loesch. As long as Ryan Braun doesn't get suspended, I think they'll go over 500. So I'm taking the over. We will go to Brian. Your thoughts on the Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're going to be just over 500, so I'm going to take the over.
Angelo, your thoughts on the Brew Crew?
You know, I really want to take them under just because KP said under on the Tigers, but they did just sign Kyle Lowe's. I'm going to go with over.
And
I currently love all of you.
Is it coming back to the station?
Is the over train coming back to the station?
Yes. Are you taking the over?
Well, KP, out of spite, because Braun stole that MVP 2 years ago, out of spite, I'm going to pick him over. That made no sense, but they're going a little bit over this year.
It's so diabolical, Jeremy.
You heard it here first. 3 up, 3 down.
You just ruined your own nickname, Apes. So diabolical.
Diabolical. It's not a word I say often. I don't know how to diabolical.
3D backs the Brewers. That's I can put that on stuff now, right?
Well, except
Jeremy, what have we done? But I still picked him over.
You're damn right.
All right. That is the consensus pick. 2 out of the 3 central teams going over officially. Jeremy, is this the year the Pirates are going to go over 500? I want it to be. Do you agree? It's over under 77 wins.
Yes. I said it last year, and I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. They're winning at least 81 this year. Finally.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I like them. I don't know why. They're another team that I always take the over on, and it seems to work. So I'm going to do it again and hope they get to 500. I think it'd be a good story if they do. Brian, your thoughts on the Pirates, over under 77.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. As long as I keep saying it, eventually I'll look like a genius.
Okay. Angelo, your thoughts on the Pittsburgh Pirates, 77 wins this season.
Gosh, this is so tough. I want to see them do well sooner or later, but it looks like the cancer is on their team. And he goes by the name of Brandon Inge. So I'm going to go with under.
Because Brandon
Inge. I think Inge the Ace has something to say about that.
I was going to say, because Brandon Inge really, really burned the Oakland A's last year. Last one on the Pirates is KP.
I was about to slap all of you. I mean, for an NL Central fan, I'll tell you something, that Pittsburgh will never win 81 games. I mean, at least.
Never, ever.
At least in the last 5 years, and make it, whatever it is, 19 now or so many there in a row. And this year's no different.
Should we try and make that in a song? Be like, and Pitt is never, ever, ever
gonna win 81
games.
Somewhere. We just lost so many listeners, guys.
Oh, sorry.
But we probably gained Travis Miller as a listener.
Not worth it, is it? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. So, you don't think they'll be 500, but do they still get over 77?
No.
Under. The last team, the Chicago Cubs, still rebuilding. Their over-under is 72. KP, they're your rival. They're an hour away. We'll let you start it off.
They over
72 wins for the Chicago Cubs.
They were a rival up until about last year started, and then I quickly discounted them as much of a rival as more of a AAA scrimmage. So I'm going to take them the under.
Last year, they won 61 games. Burned me on the over. We will go over to Brian. Over under 72 for the Chicago Cubs.
Under.
Smart man right there.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I mean, they brought back Soriano, which I don't understand that. So I'm just going to have to go under because they brought back Soriano.
All right. Angelo, over to you. Over under 72 on the Cubs.
I'll take the under. I should take a push here, but I'm going to take the under. You know what? Give me the push. I'm going to gain 2 wins on you guys for this one. Let's go Cubs 72 wins.
You can't call a push. I already called a push.
You're stealing your gimmick.
Strategy, my friends.
Yeah, you stole my thunder, man. Come on.
Sorry.
Jeremy, your thoughts on the Cubs?
Well, you know, everyone's been saying that the Astros are the big losers moving to that tough division, but really the Cubs are big losers too because now they're guaranteed to finish in last for so many years in a row. I think they win 66 games this year, which is amazingly going to be both the same amount of home runs that Anthony Rizzo hits and the same amount of blown saves Carlos Marmol has.
I was going to go over because I'm afraid my brother Matt Mapes is going to kill me in my sleep if I take the under, and I do love Rizzo, my God, but I just counted up that I already have 16 overs.
You do.
And I don't want to have 17, so I am going to take the under on the Cubs, meaning we will have another year of the Cubs not winning the World Series. Let's review here. Consensus picks, the Colorado Rockies, under 72. The San Francisco Giants, over 88. The Cubs, under 72 with a push. The Brewers, over 80. The Reds, over 90. The Braves, over 87.5. And then the American League side, again, the Angels, over 91. The Minnesota Twins, under 68.5. Guys, any final thoughts on the over-under game for this season? Who do you think takes the Golden Jock?
We go into the ship. What?
Someone's just got to take down KP. Can't have repeat winners.
You can't. Over-under's my game.
It's hard to take him down. He's pretty tall. You got to go for the kneecaps if you're going to do it.
It's going to be tough.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for listening. Go check out our blog. It's 3u3d.mlblogs.com. I just posted today my 5 minutes with the Hannes Wagner 1909 T206 card. It was on display in New York City. I took a walk over. Luckily, there was no line, probably because it was Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning. But I got to see the card. I didn't get to touch it. It was in the glass box. But just seeing it, I may never see it again for the rest of my life. So it was completely worth it. Check out that blog again over at 3u3d.mlblogs.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. It's at 3u3d. Like us on Facebook, 3up3down, all words, no numbers over there. If you want to email us, it's 3u3dbaseball@gmail.com. For my baseball roundtable associates, Jeremy Dorn, Brian Boynton, I've never done that before, Brian Boynton, Kurt Peter, Angelo Felicia, I am merely Brian Mapes, the diabolical one. I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll get to Eddie Mata the next time. All I do is win.